Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
GS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Wednesday. So looking at the stream, we set off a firestorm about moon water and the full moon and the effects.
Yeah.
Big Blonde Dan says, gravitational pull is no different during the full moon. Distance from the Earth is the same. That said, my wife, who's an ICU nurse, hated working full moon nights. I think the light messes with circadian rhythms. And then Tina says, speaking from firsthand experience, not just a feeling or opinion, Kevin. And that's how she wrote it.
Yeah.
Nursing homes at night during full moons are off the chain.
Yeah, I went in and told Andrew during the break, I'm like, I do believe in the power of suggestion. So if people think something's going to be that way, they may act out that way. Right? You convince yourself that something's going. I mean, we know that's real. That's been studied.
You know what I'm sick of?
But
I'm so sick of you being right all the time.
But
it's really just getting
say,
in my craw.
Since everybody's dunking on everybody.
Not everybody, just you.
In 2019, there was a review of nearly 18,000 medical records from different facilities. They found no relationship between lunar cycles and the length of hospital stays, the number of inpatient admissions or discharges or psychiatric facilities.
Yeah, that's not that many.
So 18... So while I do believe people will take the power of suggestion, not consciously, but like they expect it, so maybe they do act a little weird because they know they can.
Could be.
As opposed to what the science said.
Science is no fun.
I know.
Yeah, it's the ultimate fun
ruiner.
And
to be clear, it's not my opinion. I'm just going by what the 18,000 cases studied showed.
Yeah, you have your supporters. Deadly St. Louis says hashtag free wheels.
He's a different cat.
Okay.
He likes to play games.
Oh,
but
okay.
But he's fun. He's a regular on Rush Hour. He likes to play games.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Well, okay, can I say one more thing?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Wheels, do you accept, though, that there are certain things that we can't explain?
Yes. Those are the things that we don't have studies on.
Okay.
Burn.
All right.
I'm not saying that that every study is always right. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying this seems like a lot of people in the medical field took a lot of years of looking at this and realized there's nothing there to measure or connect.
I'm sorry, Tina. He says you're a liar.
That's not what I'm saying. Not what I'm saying. I'm saying the scientists are calling you that.
So in studio, we have guest Taylor Flynn Elhoffer, Senior Director of Operations at Missouri American Water Company. Taylor, I'll tell you what I told the lady who called. My bill will be paid next week. So just friggin' take it easy, man.
The check's in the mail.
Take it easy.
He came all the way down here to collect.
No, American Water is one that I'm on a, you take it out of my bank.
Okay, I said your auto pay.
I'm cool with them.
Your auto pay.
I'm totally cool with them. Yeah. I'm probably prepaid.
There you go.
Use all the water I want.
Yep.
And Taylor's here because he's a listener, and he heard us, our dumbasses, talking the other day about whether there's water in a water tower, because I'd always heard there wasn't.
Right.
And then Andrew's like, why is it so big and bulbous
if there's no water in it? And I was like, why is it got to go all the way up there if we're just going to bring it back down here?
Right. So tell us about yourself. Introduce yourself.
Yeah. So like you said, I've been a listener for a long time. My dad kind of introduced me way back, probably full 25 years. So I've been listening the whole time.
All right. Your dad's still around?
Yeah, he's probably listening right
Shout
now.
Shout out.
Hi, Dad.
So,
hey, Dad.
Mark Elhoffer, if he's listening. So, yeah, I always listen to you guys. You guys have always been a bright spot for me in my day.
Cool.
Back when I used to work in the lab, used to listen to you guys in the headphones all the time, really made kind of the time go by quickly. So, yeah. So
working in the lab, Kevin.
Yeah,
working in the lab.
Well, that's good. More than
smart
me.
People listen to the show.
Yeah, listen, I'm not going to question this guy.
To be fair, my wife's a NICU nurse, and she absolutely believes in the full moon theory.
Yeah.
So
that's cool.
I can't fight that one.
Yep.
So. Go after his wife, Kev.
I'm not going after anybody. Scientists.
Yeah, Taylor, right. Don't forget to tell your wife about all the studies.
18,000.
Yeah, 18,000 studies.
You know those same studies that tell us which medicines to use and which surgeries to perform and all
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely not going to fight that. But no, I heard you guys talking about the water towers, and yeah. You know, I was like, well, you guys are pretty close, but hey, I'll reach out to Andrew. You guys have brought up some utility stuff in the past. I'm like, well, you guys are pretty close, but I always love talking about it. My wife's sick of hearing about it, so anytime I get the chance to talk to people that are actually
familiar,
interested,
man. I feel like this is me.
She landed herself a water man.
She's like, you need to go talk for a living, otherwise you got to shut up.
Oh, man. Yeah, we see fire hydrants and stuff in different areas on vacation.
Honey,
and
let me tell
like,
you
hey,
a little something about that.
And she's like, listen, if you tell me about this one more time, I'm sick of it. So, no.
So before we get into the water tower itself, let's kind of have that discussion we just had off the air. About 20 years ago, I was lucky enough to get down into the catacombs under the streets in St. Louis, and it's nuts. It is nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Like, first of all, how old that is, like 100 years old or more.
Yeah.
And it still works for the most part. Like we'll have, you know, busts and breaks and things like that. But talk a little bit about the infrastructure.
Yeah. So the system here in St. Louis, specifically out in the county, ours is a little over 125 years old.
Wow.
So you've seen a lot of change throughout time, a lot of growth as people moved out to the county. So the system's seen a lot of change. Like everything else, you know, 1920s era, 1930s era, different materials were preferred and put into the ground. So you have some differences there. Things have kind of changed a little bit, but treating water has always been, you know, very, you know, fundamentally very simple. You want to clarify it, you want to filter the water, and you want to disinfect it.
How long have we been able to do that?
Oh, man. So the filtration, everything I've read kind of dates back to the ancient Egyptians kind of passing it through.
Oh, holy crap. I was thinking like 1890. Like it goes all the way back.
Yeah, I think they started it back then, kind of filtering it through either linens or not to papyrus scrolls or whatever it might be, but kind of that process of really using the filters to clarify
isn't
the water.
Isn't that brilliant?
Oh, yeah.
To think like, because you couldn't see the particles.
Absolutely.
But to deductive logic, just go, maybe there's something in this water. I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's filter it out. See what happens.
Yeah. And so you see some of those changes and the big ones, you know, like I said, the simple parts of it have really been established well over time. But, you know, new for us is, hey, disinfectant wasn't really a thing in the water industry a couple hundred years ago. That's relatively new, but you know that started in the early 1900s, and you know obviously made a big change in health standards and everything that's come since.
I remember when I think my dad said it to me just to screw with me, but when he told me that because we lived near the Mississippi over on the east side, and he said, you know, people in up north, they drink their water and then they pee, and then that goes into the Mississippi, and then we grab it. And then we drink it. He left out the filtration part, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's his dad, but
no, it's fully treated. Full disclosure, I'm a customer. I drink the water. My kids drink the water. I'm a big water drinker and Diet Coke, but love the water as well. But yeah, it's fully treated. And you know, they're very specific about any wastewater that gets treated, you know, whether it's upstream or anything, has to meet certain protocols before, you know, anything ends up getting discharged to the waters of the state. So that's really well protected. And then also we're really lucky to have just the source waters that we do have here out in the county. We pull from the Missouri River and the Merrimack River. And that might be a little counterintuitive because when you're driving over the Missouri River, you know, it looks pretty muddy. But all the silt and everything in there actually makes it pretty easy to remove that silt in and of itself and really kind of helps with the clarification process.
That's really cool. I mean, duh. I'd never really thought about it that way. But we are lucky to have all these rivers right here.
Oh, yeah.
As opposed to being out in the middle of, you know, hell's half acre and you have to pipe it in from who knows how far away.
Yeah, we're in a good spot. We're not only water rich, but if you look at what's upstream of us compared to, you know, cities out on the East Coast or West Coast, we don't have a whole lot of like industry out there. So anything that could potentially cause issues with, you know, our source water, they're usually known quantities and we don't have a whole lot of that for us.
So you're my only water guy I know. So I'm going to ask you stuff that you probably don't know. But I watched a special a few years ago that scared the hell out of me about how forget gold, forget nuclear power. Water is what we're going to fight over, like globally. Like there just isn't enough water to go around. Is that true or is that sort of a...
I don't think we're there yet. I mean, if you look into some areas, like if you go into the Western United States where you have areas where they're really drought ridden, you know, you're limited on options. You have to drill more wells or find new aquifers if you're running low or have issues with that, or you're looking at desalination and that's a really expensive process. But I think the option's always going to be there and there'll be things available. It's just a matter of, you know, how much we want to invest to be able to keep that going.
So if you're just tuning in, we're talking to Taylor, who's the Senior Director of Operations at Missouri American Water Company. And so far he's told us that it is true that during the full moon, people get crazy. That's according to his wife.
Yep.
So let's talk about the water towers.
Sure.
Like when you drive by one and there it is and it says Breeze, Illinois on it. Like what's going on inside that thing?
Yeah. So usually when you're wanting to maintain pressure within a water system, it may not seem logical, but the name of the game is all about elevation, specifically elevation in regards to sea level. So it's often referred to as MSL or median sea level, the amount of feet above that. So you have different terrain. You might have like a mountain or a valley or something like that. And what we want to do to ensure that we have adequate pressure and we're always going to maintain pressure is you want to lift up that water, kind of pump the water up to an elevation that's going to be nice and high. So for every 1 foot of elevation that you're going to lift a column of water, you're going to have 0.43 PSI of pressure. Not to get too nerdy into the numbers and everything, but you can kind of think of it as if you've ever swam in the bottom of a pool, if whether or not it's someone's backyard pool and it's 9 feet down or you're in an Olympic swimming pool and you're 9 feet down, you're going to feel that same amount of pressure that's on your ears. It's the same thing when you're lifting water up. You're just making sure that, hey, if we're lifting that water 100 feet to the top of that tank, at the base of that tank, you're going to have 100 feet worth of pressure. So basically 43 PSI is what you're going to pull from it. So you want to put those tanks at the high points in the county. So, you know, you're able to adequately serve everybody. And so you'll see that if you go to a topographical map of St. Louis County, you might not think of it as being hilly. I never did until I started working here. But you'll find that we have those elevated storage tanks at the high point of the county. And really they help us so that if we've got a power outage or something, you're not relying upon, oh, I got to come on with this pump right now, or this pump dropped off and we got to fire up a generator. Gravity's never failed. So you lift that water up. If you have a main break or a sudden fire takes place and we need to use a lot of water in a certain area, the gravity is going to make sure that as they open up that hydrant, they're going to be adequately served with pressure, regardless of whether you're able to come on with the pump or not.
So you pump the water for a water tower, you pump the water up into the bulb.
Yes.
And then it goes from the bulb where?
It goes back out.
Right back down.
It kind of depends on the structure of the water tower. There's different types and like everything else. There's some that you have a single inlet and outlet. Some have an inlet and an outlet. It kind of depends on the needs of the area and what you construct.
So what percentage of the water we drink has spent time in a water tower? All of it? Most of it?
You're definitely drinking water tower water at some point throughout the day. It kind of helps to supplement what we're producing at our plants throughout the day. Usually what we're doing is we're filling those tanks overnight. So we'll ramp up our pumpage at night. You can think of it as like a 2-to-1 ratio. We're going to pump about twice as much at night than we do during the day. Because, you know, it benefits Ameren for us to have this huge electrical load that we use at night. So we get, you know, it's kind of like if you have that budget billing at your house for Ameren and it's different time of day demand, if you enroll in that, it's the same thing just at a larger scale because we're a huge user of electricity. So we'll ramp that up at night and we'll fill the tanks. And then slowly throughout the day, we'll kind of drain those tanks to help supplement what we're producing at the plant so that we don't have to have such a huge electrical load during that peak.
Seems like the inside of the tank would be too dirty.
No, I mean, you really, water's like everything else. Everything's got kind of a shelf life and you want to make sure a few different things. That's why it's important that you're not only filling the tanks at night, but you're not just letting it sit there. You want to use that throughout the day because you want to get what's called tank turnover. So you want to be able to, here we aim for every 72 hours, drain out at least 2/3 of the tank. So that we could fill it the following night. That way you're getting the freshest water out there. You want to make sure that, you know, everything that's sitting out there isn't sitting out there too long.
Questions?
No, that answered them.
Yeah, right?
Great job of explaining
this. Yeah, no kidding.
It's somebody knows stuff.
Yeah, I practiced on my work for several years.
Why is the water up high? That was me.
Yeah, that is cool.
Yeah.
I like it. All right, thank you, Taylor.
Absolutely.
Really
Thanks
good.
Thank you for having me.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
224 DG Asin KMOX. I love this. People still going at it with Kevin. Kevin,
going at it with me.
The dementia and Alzheimer's patients who have basically no clue of what was going on still react to the full moon. And Karen says, from a nurse, deaths definitely occur in threes.
You're not arguing with me, man. I'm just reading what the study showed on healthline.com.
They're arguing with science.
Yeah, fine.
I've never seen him exasperated.
I didn't offer any of the studies, man.
It's got to be frustrating when you're pointing to scientific evidence and we're all going, No,
my.
I don't think so. I do 100% with the deaths occur in threes thing, though. Because, I mean, think of all the celebrities. It always happens in clumps of threes. And then in your personal life, too, it usually
seems to.
Happens like that.
This is apropos of absolutely nothing, but I did it this morning and I laughed at myself and I realized I do it every single time. So first of all, when I make my coffee in the morning, I instantly microwave it. I don't even let it cool off at all. I microwave it either 22 seconds or 27, depending on my mood, how long I'm going to take to drink it.
How'd you come upon those numbers?
I have a weird thing about numbers. I just do.
Okay.
Like when I'm turning the sound up on the television, it can't be on an odd number.
Okay.
It has to be on an even number.
But it's odd numbers when you are
doing
your coffee.
Yeah, it's because the 2 and the 7 are above each other.
Okay.
So I can go 2-2 or 2-7. It's my mental illness and my laziness coupled together.
Okay.
But then what I do is I stand there and watch it, and I try to time it so that when it goes 3-2-1, I just pull it open.
Before the buzzer. Yeah. I've done stuff like that. That's a challenge. Yeah.
I do it every time.
That's fun.
Part of it is I hate the beeper. And then secondly, I feel like an athlete or something.
Yeah, look at how quick I am. I still got it, man.
Look at this. Look at my timing.
That stuff's fun.
Sandra loves the music. Thank you, Sandra. Appreciate that.
It's nice.
Phoebe Glover is some kind of freak. Like, when we would go to Dave & Buster's, the tower of lights that you have to time it, I've seen her hit the 1,000-ticket thing 3 times.
Whoa.
And she just stands there and like her eyes roll back in her head a little bit. I swear to God. She's like, and then she just hits it, bam.
I don't think I know the thing you're talking about.
No, it's like the lights go up and down and up and down, and then you hit it to stop it. And wherever you stop it's how many tickets you get.
Oh, okay. Okay, I get you.
Yes,
I don't think I ever played that one.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
I think I played that a couple times. It's a fun one.
Guys, DGS 234, happy Wednesday to you. So I was listening to Amy and Chris this morning, as I always do when I drive in. And right at the start of the show, they started off talking about politics. And I don't think there's anyone better in our business than Amy when it comes to breaking down politics, at least for my particularly shaped brain. It makes sense to me. And so I immediately texted Andrew and I'm like, hey, let's get Amy on the show later on, because I kind of wanted to do for the DGS audience what she did for Chris and Amy's audience. So, Amy, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Hey, yeah, anytime. Thanks for having me on.
So before we get into that, I understand we're catching you in between television shoots. For anyone out there who doesn't know what you're doing, line them out.
Yeah, so I do a hockey show with Chris Kerber at 6 p.m. on Wednesdays on Matrix Midwest, which is Channel 6 on Spectrum, 32 over the air, or the Matrix Midwest app. So we just recorded that, an hour long of hockey talk. And then I am joining KMOV Live in a few minutes. I think to talk a little hockey, but maybe marathoning and other things as well.
Very nice. Cool. Yeah, good for you. Proud of you.
Yeah.
So basically you were talking about how Donald Trump has, and here's the most interesting thing I heard, if I get this right, that basically you can stomp on Republican dogma as long as you are really zinging the opposition, that modern Republicans, the neo-Republicans, are more concerned with the satisfaction of how it feels to get the other side while abandoning some of the core principles of conservatism.
Yeah, and they've abandoned a lot of core principles of conservatism. And actually, I was quoting from a really good conversation between Yuval Levin, who's one of my favorite political commentators, and Jonah Goldberg. And Yuval Levin said exactly what you just quoted. You can trample the shibboleths of the conservative right as long as you have the correct tone attacking the left. And he brought up a pretty stunning number that in 2016, 97% of Trump voters also voted for Romney in 2012. And when you look at Donald Trump and Mitt Romney, they're two very different people with different values. And his point is that leaders matter because he said, when you look at the political elite, those at the top, you need to take them seriously, even in a populist moment like the one we're in now, because Trump was able to cause the right to abandon all of their prior principles and focus solely on a set of resentments that have always been there but weren't necessarily prioritized in the same way by a previous generation of leaders. And that is so true. You look at the grievance politics, you look at anger, you look at fear. Maybe some of that was always underlying in the Republican Party, but leaders matter because Trump was able to take the Republican Party in that direction to the point that you could say the Romney Republican is dead.
Yeah, and isn't that interesting? Because I've said many times in the show that the last politician I was passionate about, which is kind of weird because having passion for Mitt Romney is sort of, incongruent, but I was a Mitt Romney guy. But yeah. Going, Mitt Romney, of course, lost. And then it's almost like it was written in a script. Then here comes Donald Trump down the escalator and just starts F-bombing everybody. And this guy sucks. And this guy's not a war hero. And people are like, here we go. It's about time.
Yeah. No, I mean, people really pushed back. Republicans really pushed back against the Romney Republican. That was really the shift when you went from that process-oriented conservative to this aggressive, pugilistic, bombastic conservative that we really hadn't seen before. And the reason is because Republicans said, well, the nice guy doesn't win. It's always been the progressives who are tearing things down and bulldozing through barriers. So that's what we're going to do. No more Mr. Nice Guy. And that's such a dangerous precedent. And I'm looking now at Donald Trump saying yesterday that the Republicans need to get rid of the filibuster, kill the filibuster, otherwise you're not going to win. And this is so dumb because the filibuster has been a political football with whoever's in party. If you're in power, you want the filibuster killed. If you're not in power, you want to keep the filibuster. It's suddenly sacred. And the thing is, what bothers me about this is it's just illustrative of the Republicans speaking as if they've won. Woke is dead. We've done it. We've won. This is the apotheosis of political achievement, and we're going to be in power forever, which is so naive and myopic. We already saw yesterday with the results of the elections across the country, Soren Mamdani winning in New York, that Trumpism is not like final stage democracy. It's not like this is the end all be all. And the reason why that matters and why process matters and constitutional fail-safes matters is because now that the Republicans are talking as if they've won and we've got to do everything and anything to get the end result, even if it means stomping on constitutional processes, which are cumbersome, We're effectively bulldozing the barriers and fail-safes that prevent radical change in a short amount of time. So when Trump is no longer president, and he no longer will be president sooner rather than later, the same thing with all the people in Congress, that their time is up pretty quickly when you look at the grand scheme of things. What they've done is they have paved a smooth path. They've flattened the landscape for any of the progressives that come after them. And history shows us progressives will come after this Republican moment. And so that blows my mind how short-sighted it is. And at any rate, even if it were Republicans coming after Republicans, you don't want to bulldoze fail-safes and slow processes, because when you can slow things down, it makes you more stable. If we have a swing every time there's a new president of our foundational beliefs as far as policy or the way we run our government, that's destabilizing for us, and it's destabilizing for all of our allies who won't know what to think.
Amy, you didn't say what I'm about to say, but you made me, this thought popped into my head when I'm listening to your description, which I think is very accurate. We've become very childlike. We want things, but we don't want to give anything up to get them. We want to be able to fight wars, but not raise taxes. We want to be able to beat our opponents, but we don't want to concede anything. And the identity politics kind of allows that, right? Where you're not asking anybody to give up anything on your side, right? You're like, nobody wants to suggest that the way to get to a place where we're all happier is we all sacrifice something. Sacrifice seems to be, which is a very adult thing, right? You're a runner. You can't become a good marathoner, a great marathoner, or a marathoner, period, without sacrifice, without difficulty, without struggle. And it seems like we're telling people, you can get what you want without sacrifice or struggle, but you really can't.
Yeah, and I think, so there's a couple of things that you hit on there that I think are different, but they're all contributing to the problem. There's identity politics and tribalism and whatever you want to call it, which has caused huge issues and sometimes actually cuts down on ideological diversity. But then you have partisan politics where your enemy's enemy is your friend. And we're seeing right now, I mean, looking at the Heritage Foundation and that nonsense with that horrible racist Nick Fuentes and how, well, we can't attack our own side. Do you remember Charlottesville? That was Unite the Right. Like, what in the world? I don't think going back to Unite the Right terminology is necessarily a good move for the Republicans. So it's like, oh, we can't call out our own side. You always have to go off after the other side. So you have that side of things. When it comes to compromise and concessions, yes, that is being viewed as weak, really, on, you know, all over the political spectrum. Compromise is viewed as weak.
Yeah.
But then you also mentioned not getting your way. Oh, here's the thing. Life is full of hard choices. The choices are not between a good outcome or a good solution and a bad solution, because a good solution and a bad solution, well, that's an easy choice, because you are picking the good solution, ideally. A hard choice is when it's a good solution versus a good solution, or a bad solution versus a bad solution. That's what makes it a hard choice. And in politics, there are hard choices. There is no panacea. It's what decisions can we make that affect or hurt the fewest amount of people and make it fair for the most amount of people, because it's such a stupid cliche, but you can't please everyone. You can't have a policy where it's fair for 1 million people, 100% of people. There are really hard decisions. How we go about that and what those hard decisions looks like, we're really differing on that in the political spectrum.
Awesome. Thank you, Amy. Get back to television. We appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
See what I mean? I can't do that.
Amy's smart.
I wish I could do that.
Yeah, it is a fascinating thing, though, right? Like, we're doing this. And this has been going on for a long time, right? I mean, probably further back than I'm going to go. But, I mean, you can go back to post 9/11. We want to go to war. What have we done historically when we go to war? Well, we raise taxes to pay for it. But we didn't want to do that. So that raises the debt. And we've been making these compromises for, again, both sides of the political aisle, where we want to get what we want, but we don't want to give up anything to get it. And that's what the identity, to me, that's how the identity politics has taken over. because you don't have to give up anything to go after the person you disagree with.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
249 DGS. Such an idiot. I'm such a little kid. So the executive bathroom is still closed. So I have to get to the main bathroom, which isn't like far, but you know, it's
probably 50% further. Office.
And it really stinks when you walk back to the executive and it's closed, and then you, like, especially when we're on there, you lose like a minute of time, which is very precious in radio.
So I was walking fast, and I'm already a fast walker, as you know. And then I started doing this kind of Monty Python thing where I like really exaggerated landing on my heels.
Yeah.
And I moved it at an incredible pace.
Nice.
Whoa.
It was like I was running.
Nice. Were you doing the duck walk from the Olympics? The speed walk?
I could show you, but I don't know if I have enough room in here.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
You know the guy on the Keep On Truckin' t-shirt where he's reaching out and you can see the bottom of his foot?
Okay.
Back in the 70s, gotcha. Keep on trucking. I was walking like that guy.
Good deal.
I was just keeping on trucking.
Glad it worked for you.
Yeah, it did.
Did anybody see you trucking?
I think Michael Calhoun may have seen it. And I said, hey, Mike.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, he probably hates being called Mike. He seems like the kind of guy that hate being called Mike.
I was doing something like that the other day, walking down the hall. And I was just like doing the arm thing where you do a wavy thing on the wall, like your hands on the wall. You ever do that?
Oh, yeah.
Like out the window of the car. Yep. Everybody does that. I was doing that. And I forget who saw me. Might have been Maria. She's just like, what you doing there? I'm like, I don't know, just doing things.
I've called him Mike and Mikey, and I can confirm that he doesn't.
Yeah, don't do that. He likes Michael.
Does not care for it one bit.
Yeah.
Not going to stop me.
Mikey, I would understand that.
Yeah.
Not going to stop me.
I had a bad bathroom thing last night here. I had to go number 2, but I'm not a man. And so I walked in, and one of our coworkers was peeing at one of the urinals. So I sidled up next to him and kind of pretend peed a little bit. And then when he left, I immediately, with my pants still undone, walked from the urinal to the
because why redo
toilet.
It when you're just going to undo it again?
Right. Who am I performing for?
Yeah, right.
And he evidently forgot something because he walked right back in. And now I'm like walking into the stall with my pants like undone.
You just got like, hey, I got a new signal.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Signal for what?
Got the old number two.
Signal.
Somebody signaled number two.
Someone pushed the wrong button.
Something was honking for clearance. Time to go.
What can I do? Yesterday, when people were talking about Dick Cheney, they mentioned that he had a heart replacement. And it was like the first time I'd ever heard it. Like, I know that we replace hearts and lungs and kidneys and things like that. And I think it's wonderful and it's amazing. But you ever have something like that? Someone says something, you're like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, that's a crazy thought.
Yeah.
That they can take your heart out of your body and you stay alive somehow. And they take someone else's heart and puts it. That's just nuts. So many things like that that just, you know it. But every now and then you hear it and you're like, oh, I need
it. I feel like that every time I look inside the hood of my car.
Yeah.
Like somebody knows how this works.
When they're switching out the hearts, do you think the surgeons and the nurses are like, go, 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 go? Like, you got to make the switch very
quickly.
Yeah,
right? Yeah, you would think so.
That'd be stressful, man.
Also, random thoughts, right? These are just random thoughts. Top of the hour, we'll do DJ's Happy Hour. These are just random Dave thoughts. Why the hell did they cast Crispin Glover as Marty McFly's dad in Back to the Future?
Because they don't look anything like each other?
No, because Crispin Glover is like the weirdest mammal on the face of the earth.
Yeah.
And I remember watching it back then before I even knew who he was, and I'm like, why are they making his dad like a serial killer?
I don't know. I thought the whole point was his dad was like this awkward, weird nerd.
Is it so that...
There's awkward, and then there's Crispin Glover awkward.
Yeah, he's definitely a strange cat.
Yeah.
Wasn't there like a huge controversy with Back to the Future Part 2 where they replaced Crispin?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, because there was like a lawsuit. I feel like I watched like a YouTube video about this or something. Obviously didn't retain much, but it... Something to look into if you want to, you know, kind of brush up on your Crispin Glover knowledge.
There's also a TikToker out there who is new to St. Louis and just puts up content like, hey, gooey butter cake. And at first I'm like, this is so charming. I can't wait to see more of your content. Mm-hmm. And today she was like, so it's Gravoy, and I'm just like, I'm done with you. Shut up. You ever do that? You just like, it takes so little time for something to burn through with you.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the nature of that job and what makes it tricky. I think these influencers have to have pretty thick skin because I do think the average person is like, I'm coming to you for one thing. And if you vary from that in any way, like it's going to be an instant unfollow or I'm going to be complaining in your comments. And dealing with that would be very, very difficult. But I think the reaction you have is quite common among like users of these different social media platforms.
Yeah, sometimes it just bothers me how short my attention span is. I'm already done.
Maybe do a TikTok fast and have a little tolerance break going.
Yeah, did you do that recently?
Mm-hmm. I deleted it for a couple weeks.
How'd it work?
I mean, it was nice. I spent less time on my phone for sure. And there's something about that short-term video that when I spend an hour on TikTok and then I can't remember any of the things I just watched, I just feel kind of bad about it. So taking that break was nice. It's back on my phone now, but I try not to stay on it for too long.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.